And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. There are growing concerns that gun licensing laws in Ireland need to be examined. Victim support groups are asking for a review to be carried out, but studies have shown we have some of the least permissive legislation in Europe already. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into the state of Ireland's gun control.
Guns, or any other weapon for that matter, if it's used or misused and somebody is killed as a result, the effect of that on a family is, it's huge, it's immense, and it's there for all time. The ripple effect in the aftermath of a homicide affects the immediate family, the extended family, can even affect the next generation. Unfortunately, there is a bit of a pattern appearing, and I think that's of great concern.
We want the proper people to have guns. We don't want wrong people to have guns in any shape or form. So we will engage with all the authorities to make sure that happens and to make sure there's good, solid regulations that allow legitimate people to have their guns and to enjoy their sport, but equally to make sure that the wrong people don't get the guns, you know.
Recently, there have been further calls for Irish firearm laws to be examined. Some say that tighter controls are needed to prevent tragedies, while others say the current regulations are already strict enough. Earlier this month at Fianna Fáil's Think In, Taoiseach Micheál Martin was asked, does he believe legislation needs to be reviewed?
It is a very significant worry. So I do think we need to reflect on that and learn lessons from it and then apply it in a number of areas.
The Department of Justice says a substantial review of firearms licensing was undertaken in recent years and a number of measures identified are being progressed. It also notes that the legislation of the regulation of firearm licensing continues to be reviewed on an ongoing basis. This is an area Vice Chair of the Advocates for Victims of Homicide, Joan Dean, says she wants to see more work being carried out.
I became involved after my son was killed in 2003. With other families, we set up ADVIC because we realised the shortcomings in the help that was available for families.
And if you wouldn't mind sharing, how did that impact your life?
Oh, it just changes your life completely. It changes the whole dynamic of your family life. It changes you as a person. You now have to cope with the whole shape of your life changes, you know, and there's a hole in your life for the rest of your life.
The rest of your life. So today it's just as fresh as...
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
How do you feel about gun control at the moment in Ireland?
I think the regulations are there. I'm not sure how strictly they're adhered to in every case, but I think, you know, there is a law. The law is there. And from what I hear, it's quite rigorous when you apply for a gun law. The conditions are quite severe. The law that the regulations are based on is quite outdated. There have been several amendments, but it's kind of very, I suppose, clumsy, you could say. The Law Reform Commission, for instance, in 2011 recommended that all of these amendments to the original Act be drawn together and restated in one single document, but that hasn't happened. So I think maybe public awareness around any change in a person's personality, if they're a gun owner, for instance, would be monitored maybe by the family, or would be picked up and would be notified to the authorities, you know, if there was concern around it.
Joan Dean, whose son was killed in 2003, sharing her views on gun control. The most recent publication of firearm licences by Gardaí showed there were almost 198,000 certificates on issue in 2018. So to find out how gun owners feel about the current legislation, I spoke with the chairman of the National Association of Regional Game Councils, Dan Curley.
We're the All-Ireland body for gun clubs. In the country, we would have over 1,000 clubs altogether in the Republic of Ireland. We'd be very much second to the GAA in rural Ireland in the parish structure. It's obviously a long-standing culture in Ireland and indeed all over Europe for that matter. And it's more than some people obviously associate gun clubs with shooting an animal. It's far more than that. Like there's a whole conservation. Most of our members work throughout the year. The season only lasts for a couple of months. But they would be working throughout the year on various projects, you know.
If you want to talk me through the steps that have to be taken if I wanted to acquire a gun licence now.
Well, in this country, the gun licence regime is pretty strict in that the Gardaí control it very strict. You have to meet certain criteria for a superintendent to grant you a licence, and you have to meet them, you know. I mean, you have to be rigorously vetted by the guards. It goes from intemperate habits right through to obviously more serious kind of stuff. You will not get a gun if you're in violation of them. The superintendent won't give it to you. Simple as that, you know.
And what, is there a doctor's cert provided or how does it work?
Yeah, you have to actually provide your GP. Who's your GP in it? Obviously, if there's any issues, it doesn't necessarily mean you won't get a gun, but you would have to prove to the superintendent that you are capable, and the superintendent may look for some certs of different people if he thought there were some issues around that.
You feel the current laws are strict in Ireland compared to other countries?
There would be obviously far, far more strict than like a US, far stricter than a lot of Eastern European countries. We're up there as a stricter gun regime, gun licensing regime as there is in Europe, you know, we're there, thereabouts, you know, and for instance, it's nigh impossible to get any kind of a gun that would resemble a military gun in this country.
The chairman of the NARGC, Dan Curley, pointing out how the regulations are enforced and his thoughts on the current system. To hear from those who were involved in the issuing of certificates, I spoke with Christy Galligan, who's a retired Garda sergeant and local peace commissioner in County Donegal.
It is fairly permissive or restrictive in relation to obtaining firearms licenses, and there's a reason for doing so. I mean, we're talking about a lethal weapon, a weapon that can kill. And unfortunately, in this country, we've seen the use, unfortunately, the unlawful use of licensed firearms. And that's why we bring in the very restrictive type licensing that we have in this country. And one of the things people must do, they'll go to, say, if they haven't ever fired a firearm, they have to obtain a kind of firearm certificate where they go and get some training and safety and how to use a firearm. I think there's 9 pages in the firearm certificate forms, and they're fairly detailed about the applicant themselves, the type of gun they're obtaining or acquiring, their previous history, have they any previous convictions or anything like that, or have firearms ever been revoked. Then they have to obtain, say, 2 referees and medical history as well. So it's very detailed in what they're asking here, but there is a reason for doing so, because if we didn't, we would have a problem like we see in America, where anybody can walk in with your driving license or any form of identification, go into a firearms dealer and get a lethal weapon. And I think it was a study carried out by Sydney University some years ago. There's something like 250,000 firearms licensed in this country. We don't know the number of unlicensed firearms, and that'd be a bigger worry. And that's another question for another day. But there is roughly 250,000 firearms renewed each year. Now, they may have gone up since I retired, but there are fairly detailed studies done in relation to it. We have one of the lowest per capita per 100 people in Europe in the ownership of firearms.
The research retired Garda Sergeant Christy Galligan referenced is posted on gunpolicy.org. It also found in relation to previous figures, there could be 150,000 unregistered firearms in Ireland. So for the victim support group, the gun owners and those with a policing background, what steps need to be taken going forward to create a safer environment for all?
Unfortunately, the Department of Justice and the guys don't always maybe engage with us as well as they could. There used to be a firearms consultative panel in the Department of Justice where we were on and all the stakeholders were on it, which was a very good idea. But unfortunately, the last minister, not the present one, the last minister, did away with that, which was a big mistake, because that's a forum where if the guards or the Department of Justice are thinking of changing something, they bring it to us, and we will work with them. We've always worked with them. You know, in the past, we'd have been the biggest people advocating, for instance, gun safes in houses to stop maybe when houses are burgled, like guns can't be got, you know, which was a problem back 25 or 30 years ago.
Well, I think we could look at implementing the recommendations of the Law Reform Commission from 2011 to simplify the existing legislation. And maybe it's time to revisit that now and ensure that those changes are made.
This 3-year firearms renewal was something we looked for ourselves many times over the years, that we should have spaced it out a little bit longer. But any time between that period of renewal and application and renewal, anything can happen. We don't know the mental state of somebody within that 3 years. And it's very hard to assess. I'm not, and no guard is, a qualified medical professional, unless they've been a psychiatric nurse prior to joining the job or a doctor or something. So unless you're somebody that can assess them and you're qualified to assess somebody's mental stability or instability, then it's very hard for the guards to assess somebody's, you know, what they're going to do going forward.
So you would like to see more engagement when legislation is being drafted or thought up?
Oh, very much so. Engagement is the key here, because sometimes the Department of Justice or Guards come with some regulation that is not fit for purpose or doesn't work well. And that's kind of making life difficult for everyone. And we will engage with them. We want the proper people to have guns. We don't want wrong people to have guns in any shape or form.
It's difficult. I mean, people need guns for different reasons, farming, hunting, gun clubs, all of that. And that shouldn't be a problem. But I think in situations where there might be a concern that a gun could be misused, I think it should be notified to the authorities.
That's one of the big difficulties. And we've seen it, and unfortunately, and some very sad occurrences in relation to the use of firearms. That's one of the biggest drawbacks. How do you assess somebody's mental stability? It's impossible, because you never know. A person could be quite okay today, maybe 6 months down the road, something could trigger an event. And unfortunately, somebody who has access to a firearm, well, unfortunately, we've seen the outcomes of that.
Yeah, it's retired Garda Sergeant Christy Galligan there. And if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in that report, you can contact ADVIC on 1-800-852-000.